Welcome into Dags of the Round Table. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you.
It is a Happy New Year.
It is indeed. And the Jaguars are back in the practice field. Let's take a look at Friday's practice. Jaguars getting ready for the Houston Texans, the final week of the regular season, the first practice of the new year, the final practice of the regular season. A few injury notables announced on Friday. T.J. Yeldon, the running back, is out. Could be a lot of Jonas Gray getting some reps on Sunday. Telvin Smith, Jaguars linebacker, out. Hayes Pollard, his backup, is questionable with a hamstring injury, so it could be Jordan Tripp on Sunday on the weak side. And at right tackle, Jeremy Parnell with a hamstring injury will be a game-time decision. If he can't go, Sam Young would likely make the start. All right, guys, let's get to it. The biggest story of the week, of course, the announcement that Gus Bradley's coming back in 2016 from Jags owner Shad Khan. That came out on Tuesday. Moving forward, big for the organization.
Well, it's big for continuity. It's big for all that stuff you want. It's the major story of the week because now they know. And in talking to offensive players this week, they gave Gus a lot of credit for their growth last year and for establishing that culture, that environment, whatever all that means. Allen Hurns, Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson pretty much don't think they would be where they are now if it hadn't been for the approach he took last year. So that's a big reason he's here.
People who are watching this don't want to hear this, but it was always a four-year rebuild. I mean, it was so bad here. Mm-hmm. And I say four-year. If they had gotten the quarterback the first year they came here in 2013, but they didn't. And when they didn't, you knew it was going to take time for Blake Bortles to come around. Now, well, he may be ahead of schedule with mm-hmm. what he's done this year. So I remember sitting in London at the Dorchester. You guys were both there for that news conference. And Shad was being asked questions about the shipyards and some of the projects around Jacksonville. He was just so calm and just, it will happen when it's supposed to happen. And I kept thinking he's not going to make a decision that's not in line with his principles and what his expectations are. Forget the outside noise. It was all about what he thought, and he proved that on Tuesday.
As long as you see this, I think this regime stays in place.
And at times late this season with some of the losses, people on the outside haven't seen that. But Khan obviously has seen that offense with that quarterback, yes. And that makes it easier to deal with.
Let's flip it on the other side of the ball, though. The defense is another story altogether. And earlier this week, Roy Miller said it's time to grow up on that side. What did he mean by
that? Well, to me, that was, if not a full-throated defense of the coaching staff, it certainly was his way of putting it all back on the players. And, you know, I was on the sidelines at the Superdome on Sunday, and I looked, and there was no Dante Fowler, and there's no Sendarik Marks, and there was no Jared Otter at that point, and no Telvin Smith. And, you know, I kept thinking with the safety issue, maybe James Sample would have gone in. So, yeah, I mean, you can make the point that there are some things that maybe this defense hasn't done well. Tackling, there were some missed assignments. But it's always about the players. Plays are secondary to players, and they didn't have enough of them this year.
Pass rush.
Yeah.
Next stop.
Next topic.
Well, four of those guys are pass rushers, essentially. I mean,
but all the other stuff aside, when you can't pressure the passer
in
any defense, we've all heard talk about scheme and coordinator and all that. When you can't rush the passer, this is what you get. And they've been remarkably close at times for not being able to rush the passer. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I would just say, and I saw this in Roy, it was putting it on the players and not throwing Babich out the door, which is what most of the people outside this building are saying. Oh, you got to fire the defensive coordinator. And I think that was what Roy was saying, is, hey, we got to grow up.
Right.
Well, the Jags will have one last chance this week in Houston. The Houston Texans await Sunday at NRG Stadium. A chance for a couple of things here. To finish out a season strong. They haven't done that in a while. We talked about it earlier in the week. And finish out the division play strong as well, guys.
And all of that matters a little. I'm not a big late season momentum carryover guy. But the bottom line is, you're in the NFL. And when players go out on the field in the NFL, they're trying to put themselves on tape, and they're trying to win because these games matter to these guys. And I get that from a public point of view, when you're looking, let's save this guy, let's make sure he's healthy, all that, it just doesn't wash when it comes to preparing for a regular season game, when it comes to being in that locker room, being on that field. These guys will play, and they'll play hard.
Use Mercedes Lewis as an example, right? I mean, there's some reports now that they're going to try and get something done and he may stay here, but he doesn't know that right now. He's a veteran guy, so you could say, well, save yourself. You're going to the free agent market. He says, absolutely not. I've got to go out and put my best game of the season on tape, because if I am going to be a free agent, I've got to have that tape for everyone to see that I finished strong. And that's the mentality, whether it's a guy like Mercedes or whether it's a Hayes Pollard, an undrafted rookie free agent, who's trying to find a place to land next year. It's always that way. Always about your best effort every play.
Yeah. One last chance to do it. The Jaguars and the Houston Texans will start the new year while finishing up an old year this Sunday. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.